Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody to broke down so much.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for that song. This time, I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah. Whatever God has me to do, I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah. To do his will. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God this evening, hallelujah, to have the opportunity to come before you one more time. Praise God. I give honor unto my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Hallelujah, Reign of Glory, Revival Ministries, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, praise God for this day. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for how he is moving by his Spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, because he has kept me all day long, hallelujah. I thank and I praise him, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for the mind, hallelujah, the one to serve him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And let us get ready and pray, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening, hallelujah. Father, thank you and praise you for another day, praise God. Thank you and praise you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, asking you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for your holy word, hallelujah. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We give you all the praise, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let Ilona go down under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, open up our hearts, hallelujah, to receive your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for his word tonight, hallelujah. Thank and praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God is so good, hallelujah. And praise the Lord kept dealing with me, hallelujah, about this scripture, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the 12th chapter of Hebrews, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and we're going to start, hallelujah, at the very first verse, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, God. It reads, hallelujah, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, praise God. Now, praise God, we know, praise God, hallelujah, the great cloud of witnesses are those that came before us, praise God, hallelujah, and they trusted in the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, to be faithful, hallelujah, and they stayed on the course that the Lord had them to go, hallelujah, and they didn't quit when things got hard. But they, you know, they pursue, hallelujah, what the Lord had them to go through, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever persecutions they went through, the hard struggles they had, the hardship they had, they did not give up, hallelujah. But they continued to press forward, hallelujah, because they showed, proved, they trusted in God that he was faithful, hallelujah, and he promised to bring them through, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We have so great a cloud of witnesses. We have so many that are examples for us to follow, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews gives us a wonderful list of people who are commanded by God for their faith. It is, hallelujah, of men and women, named and unnamed, that stand as witnesses to lives that honor the Lord. Hallelujah. They honor the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there are a cloud of witnesses, hallelujah, like Elizabeth, hallelujah, Zacharias, hallelujah, Simon, Anna, Noah, Joseph, Gideon, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, David, and Sarah, hallelujah, who considered God was faithful to keep his promise, hallelujah. They are called a great cloud of witnesses, and indeed their lives demonstrate a trust in God that stands as a wonderful testimony to the faithfulness of God in our lives and a great encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They are an example for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Encouragement for us to run the race that lies before us and press on for the high call of God as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the cross for our sake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are to continue, hallelujah, the race, hallelujah, that is set before us. Praise God. Not to give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say that is too hard. And hallelujah, I can't go through this. Hallelujah. But the word tells us, hallelujah, let us lay aside every weight. What is your weight? Hallelujah. What's weighing you down? Hallelujah. And the sin which so do easily beset us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is weighing you down? And what is the sin that so easily beset you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He said, and let us run with patience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The race that is set before us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God says, hallelujah, for us to run the race that is lies before us and press on for the high call of God as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the cross for our sake. Philippians 3:14 says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, let us endure, hallelujah, at hallelujah, what we're going through, and depend on God to bring us through. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. If they could finish the course that God has set them on, hallelujah, they didn't give up, hallelujah. Suppose they gave up, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, but they didn't give up. They went through whatever God had them to go through, hallelujah, and they ran the race with patience, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We got to have patience, hallelujah, wait on God to move, because we wait on God's move, hallelujah, it'll be done right, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be looking on. Who are we looking unto? Hallelujah. We need to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, he endured the cross, hallelujah, and despising the shame. And now he is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It said, despite the many trials and tribulations they were called upon to face, these men and women obtained a great testimony through faith. They finished the race that was for them, having set aside the sin which plagues so many Christians today, the sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. That is happening so much now. You find that so many Christians have a lot of unbelief. Hallelujah. They don't believe that God can bring them out. They don't believe that God is going to deliver. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Praise God. That is a sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So many Christians have that. Praise God. The sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was a sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We ought to believe God. When God tells us something, we should believe it. Hallelujah. And not doubt him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What is the sin, hallelujah, that we need to lay aside? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we look at their example, We are challenged in our own race through life to forget those things which are behind, to discard anything and everything that might hinder our progress as witnesses, as we reach forward to complete God's plan and purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. We need to get rid of those things that are hindered to the hindering in our life. Praise God. What are you holding on to? Hallelujah. That's a hindrance that will hold back your progress, being a witness for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So many things that could be a hinder to us. Hallelujah. Only you know and God knows what is hindering you, praise God, to continue the race. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need to be reaching forward to complete God's plan and the purpose that he has in our life. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:3-4 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We didn't, hallelujah. God chose us. He saw something in us, hallelujah, that he chose us to be a soldier, praise God, for him, hallelujah. He chose us because he knew what the outcome is going to be, hallelujah. But we got to trust in God and hold on to his word, hold on to his promise, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to stay on the course that God put us on, hallelujah, and stop trying to take a shortcut, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, put us on a path, hallelujah, that he want us to be on, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, praise God. Hallelujah. Are we reaching forward? Hallelujah. That God going to bring us to the finish line? Hallelujah. Are we going to cross that finish line? Do we trust him to do that for us? Hallelujah. But what is the sin? Hallelujah. If you got any sin, the sin of unbelief that can so easily ensnare and entangle us, for unbelief can become an unbreakable weight on our hearts, hallelujah, which can cause fear and choke our faith. When trust in God begins to falter, it is unbelief that hampers our progress. When seeds of doubt are allowed to take root and flourish, it renders us impotent in our Christian walk and taints our testimony. How important, therefore, that as an act of will, we seek to lay aside all the seeds of doubt and disbelief, to shake off everything that ensnares and hinders us so that we pursue the course that God has, so that we can pursue the course that God has purposed for us, and to continue with steadfast the race that is set before us, praise God. We have to ask this, Lord, if we got any unbelief, we have to ask God to move our unbelief, hallelujah. Ask God to increase our faith, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because that can become a hindrance to us, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Unbelief, praise God, can work on us so it can bring fear in us, hallelujah. It'll work on our hearts, hallelujah. And then our faith will start to just be choked out, hallelujah, because of unbelief, hallelujah. But we got to ask the Lord to help my unbelief, Lord, hallelujah. Move out all doubt, move out all fear, hallelujah, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We have to continue, praise God. We have to continue to move forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to continue to look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he is the one that's going to bring us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Christians to hold and hardships. Most of what we face as believers is not as drastic as it could be. And God uses these experiences to train us into a deeper, stronger faith. Christians are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live godly, righteous, moral lives. Sin is always the result of rejecting the power of God. In some way, those who persist in sin are proving that they don't have the influence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there has no temptation taking you but as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, make a way and escape for you, that you'll be able to endure that temptation. Hallelujah. But he does not want us to give up. He does not want us to give up. Hallelujah. And stop running the race. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But he wants us to make it all the way to the finish line. Hallelujah. The only way we're going to make it to the finish line, we're going to have to trust God. Hallelujah. We're going to have to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. Hallelujah. Praise God. What sin, hallelujah, are you holding on to? Praise God. Is it jealousy? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is it anger? Hallelujah. Is it malice? Hallelujah. We got to let those things go because they can be a hindrance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God to what God wants to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace and holiness are to be our spiritual conditions as well as our spiritual position. As his children, ye are already at peace with God because he forgave us our sins by grace through faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to continue, praise God, to go forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to continue, praise God, hallelujah, to get rid of every weight and that sin that so easily besets us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, hallelujah, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Praise God, hallelujah. We have to get rid of these things. Praise God, sometime, praise God. You know, I always hear a lot of people say, oh, I have a good heart. But praise God, you don't know what's in your heart. Praise God, hallelujah, and only God can reveal it. Hallelujah. If you ask him, he'll show you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Colossians 3:8 says, but now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Hallelujah. We have to put these things off, hallelujah, because they can be a hindrance to our growth in God. Hallelujah. They can be a hindrance of God moving for us, hallelujah. But we got to put these things off, hallelujah. We got to get rid of it, hallelujah. For it is a sin, praise God, hallelujah. Get rid of all that sin, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anything that you think that is not pleasing unto God, anything, hallelujah, that you know that is wrong, hallelujah. We got to get rid of it, hallelujah. We want the Lord to move in our life, hallelujah. We have to put it off, hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, we always wait for God to put it off, hallelujah, or wait for God to do this and do that. But there's some things that we have to put off ourselves, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It said, be put away from you all malice, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I praise you, hallelujah, but we got to put these things off, hallelujah. We got to get rid of every weight, hallelujah, that's holding us down, hallelujah. We have to get rid of it, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, I thank you, God, hallelujah. There's so many things going on today, hallelujah, but we got to Trust in the Lord, hallelujah, and depend on God to bring us out, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We got to be looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, hallelujah. Now I'm going to go down to the 14th verse, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The 14th verse, with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to follow peace with all men. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. But we are also to make every effort to maintain the inner peace of God that surpasses human understanding by maintaining a mind that is stayed in him. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be fearful. Hallelujah. It is as we turn the eyes of our heart upon Jesus and fix the thoughts of our minds on him, that his peace, like a river, will flood our heart, and his holiness will become a practical reality in the life that is consecrated to him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. The Lord will give you that peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. We are reminded that this world is not our home, and as sojourners, as sojourners in a foreign land, we will have to undergo the same sort of hostility the Lord Jesus endured from sinners who oppose him. But as God's blood-bought children, we are beloved of the Father, who disciplines those he loves, so that we will be trained through the suffering of this world, and afterwards enjoy the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with glory which shall be revealed in us. Praise God. How important that our faith does not fail, and that we stand firm in this evil day. It is important that we strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble. It is necessary to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, and to pursue peace and holiness. For our God and Savior, whose promises are faithful and true, we are called to be holy and set apart unto him. For God is holy, but this cannot be achieved by our own efforts. We are commanded to be holy and consecrated unto the Lord in body, soul, and spirit. But we can't do this in our own strength. We are instructed to be holy in all our words and in all our ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. We are to be holy by setting ourselves apart for him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, surrendering to him in every corner of our lives and every attitude of our being, surrendering to him for the praise and glory through time and into eternity. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:18, possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Hallelujah. He said, in John 13:35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another, hallelujah, by the way that the world looks at us, praise God, and by the way that we treat one another, the way that we talk to one another, hallelujah, the world will see, hallelujah, if we have love for one another, praise God, praise the Lord, because the world is watching us, hallelujah, to see how we act, hallelujah, but praise God, but we got to treat one another right, hallelujah, it says, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we have to, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, we got to, hallelujah, be an example, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Christians today, hallelujah. We have to praise God, hallelujah, be a witness, praise God, a cloud, a witness for the ones that are coming in at this day and this time, hallelujah. We have to lay aside every weight and every sin, hallelujah, that so easily besets us, praise God, hallelujah. We have to, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, whatever is, hallelujah, praise God, weighing you down or whatever, hallelujah, sin you need to get rid of, praise God, hallelujah, all we have to do is just ask the Lord to do it, praise God, hallelujah, so praise the Lord. Lord, ask the Lord to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I want you to help me. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Ask the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God sometime. Praise God. You could be saying the right thing. But hallelujah. But it don't sound right. And people take it the wrong way. Hallelujah, Lord. So I have to ask God. Season my words with your grace. Let it come out right, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a so great a cloud of witnesses. We have many examples for us to follow. We have many examples, hallelujah, that we can go and read on how they went through and how God brought them out. Hallelujah, Lord. But we got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Hallelujah. We have to trust in him. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, for he is faithful, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, and they honor God for his faithfulness, hallelujah, Lord, because he, hallelujah, was faithful to his promises, hallelujah, Lord, oh yes, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let us lay aside, hallelujah, Lord, what's so easily besetting us, hallelujah, Lord, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord, I know, hallelujah, the Lord let me know, there's a lot of talking going on, too much talking, against his leaders, hallelujah, Lord, but the Lord hears every word that's being said, hallelujah, Lord, he hears, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, and he will intervene, hallelujah, Lord, for his leaders, them that are living right, them that are doing right, they, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord, the Lord will intervene for them, so we need to be careful what we say when it comes to our leaders, hallelujah, Lord, we need to be careful. careful, for the word said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah, Lord. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lay it aside. Hallelujah, Lord. Lay aside the sin that so easy besets us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. If we don't live right, if we don't do right, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord, don't think you're going to enter in to the kingdom of God any kind of way. Hallelujah, Lord, but you got to have a clean life. Hallelujah, Lord, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh, yes, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. You can't live any kind of way. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Lay it aside. Lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us. And let us run this race with patience. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We have to have patience to run this race that is set before us. Hallelujah, Lord. Stop trying to take shortcuts. Hallelujah, Lord. But wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God to bring you out. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Whatever route God put you on, stay on that route. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't get off. Hallelujah. Because you don't like what you're going through. Hallelujah, Lord. But that's your deliverance. Hallelujah, Lord. God knows what the route that he put you on, to stay on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, don't get off. Hallelujah. But continue your race on the route that God put you on, so that you can finish and cross, hallelujah, the finish line. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost knows. Yea, and he hears. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. I know, hallelujah, this past week, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. I had to bring myself in. Hallelujah, Lord. I had to come subject unto the Spirit of God before I said something that I would have to repent for. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Sometimes you can't say nothing. Even when you're right. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, lay it aside, every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, sometimes you can't hang around those same friends that you used to hang out with. Hallelujah. Because they can be a hindrance to your process in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God keeps separating you, and you keep running back to the same old friends. Hallelujah, Lord, but you got to separate yourself, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, from anything that's wrong. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise, God. We give you the honor, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lay aside. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Let us, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get rid of those things that'll be a hindrance. In our lives, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, let us get rid of all bitterness, hallelujah, Lord, and wrath, and anger, hallelujah, and evil speaking, put away from you with all malice, hallelujah, Lord, let us get rid of those things, hallelujah, for we want the Lord, hallelujah, to move in our lives, hallelujah. We want God to have his perfect work be done in our life. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We don't want the Lord to cast us away from his presence or take his Holy Spirit from us. Oh, yes, God. But we want the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, to restore the joy of our salvation unto him. Hallelujah. And uphold us with his free spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and the honor this day. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Praise God. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God wants us, hallelujah, to have faith in him. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he says, walk by faith. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he's going to do this thing. Hallelujah. Regardless or what's being said or done. You got to believe that he's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to walk by faith, not by sight, in Jesus' name. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one that's on the line tonight. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word of God tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this day, I thank and I praise him, hallelujah, for his goodness and for his mercy, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belongs unto you. Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy on this day. We thank you and praise you, God, for each and every one on the line tonight, God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your strength today. Father God, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, to bless each and every one on this line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Watch over them, protect them, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless their going out and bless their coming in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us not forget morning prayer tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. with Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let us not forget on Sunday morning, the morning service for Reign of Glory Revival Ministry with Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're Pastor Matthew McNeil, all the pastors. Hallelujah. That will be our morning service Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Let us not forget. And let us not forget tomorrow morning prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Thank and praise each and every one tonight. Praise God. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. And praise God. Stay safe in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.